This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's most destructive wildfire in history actually started as a pair of fires that combined, Boulder County officials said today. The long investigation into the Marshall Fire found that the first fire started when high winds uncovered smoldering ash residents had buried with dirt 6 days prior. Sparking power lines reportedly started the second. District Attorney Michael Dougherty said there's no evidence of a crime.
If we were to tell you today that we were filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical.
The Marshall Fire destroyed more than 1,000 homes and killed two people in December 2021. Its victims have filed insurance claims totaling more than $2 billion. Coloradans facing eviction will have a better chance to defend themselves in court, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A new law signed Wednesday says people facing eviction trials have the right to attend court virtually rather than in person. It's expected to allow some 8,000 people per year to attend eviction trials starting in 2024, and while those tenants may not all win their cases, they'll at least avoid losing by default. It's expected to cost about $360,000 to implement, plus some costs going forward. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Water has a new CEO. Alan Salazar will take over in early August. He's currently chief of staff for outgoing Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. Salazar will oversee a plan to invest $2.3 billion into a system that delivers water to a quarter of all Colorado residents. That includes a controversial plan to expand Gross Reservoir in Boulder County. This is CPR News.